enthusiasts, and welcome back to the Grumpy Girls podcast. If you are a returning listener, thank you for tuning back in. If you're a new listener, pull up a chair, get comfy, and enjoy. We have a little bit different episode for you this week because there is sadly no racing. Cue tears. So, we decided to talk about the three big driver market topics. There's a lot to cover, as we will be looking into the Hamilton to Ferrari move, which caught a lot of us off guard, and the potential musical chairs this has triggered for this year's silly season. We will focus on two particular seats, Mercedes and Red Bull, and we will then talk about our dream grid. This is who we would want to put in which seats. They can be currently in the feeder Formula Series or retired. Anything goes. It's going to be very chaotic, so be prepared. But sadly, nobody can come back from the dead to be in a seat. It's not that chaotic. Okay. So buckle your seatbelts and let's get this episode in gear with Hamilton to Ferrari. So, Sarah, what are your thoughts on the Hamilton to Ferrari move?
I mean, we've had some time to process it now. Looking at the actual date and realizing it's actually been quite a little while since we've, you know, we're blessed with this news. I don't think it's still fully sunk into me. Like, in my head, I still think of Lewis Hamilton and I think of Mercedes. And so, well, I'm very excited because I love a little bit of a shift up. I love to, like, it's just something new to look forward to. So even if this is a full Max wins everything season, like, I know there's something different and new to look forward to, but I still in my head don't I don't think I've absorbed it. It's yeah, that's my best thing I can say. I don't think I haven't internalized it.
You've not processed.
No, I haven't processed it.
You haven't really processed it. Not the grief, but you've not processed.
There's no grief. Okay, well, no. I'm happy that I get to see a race with Hamilton and Mercedes. I'm very happy with that. I think I would have a little bit of grief if I didn't get to. Yeah. But I'm excited. But I don't think there's grief. We're going to go with I don't think I have any grief about it.
Nice.
It splashed out of the can.
Yeah, it made a lot of noise. As to the booming of the mic.
Was it me this time? Yes.
No, it was not. Emily vindicated.
I'm moving the can far away.
What are your thoughts on it, Emily?
Pretty much in the same boat as Sarah. I don't think I have grief at all because I think it'll be amazing seeing him in the scarlet red Ferrari. Oh, it's... I'm trying... I still remember literally waking up and seeing over like 100 texts, I think, between you and Caitlin, our social media.
Queen.
Queen, yes. And I was like, wait a second. What's happened? Like, what's going on?
I thought it was a joke at first because I think I saw it on Instagram first.
I know. I think I'm getting goosebumps like thinking about it because I was like, wait. Like, Sir Lewis Hamilton, Ferrari. It's like, is it April Fool's Day? No, not yet. Okay. Just keep reading the text. And then I, like, see, and then I'm just like, no words, like. It's just, it's such an insane move that's happening. He's been at Mercedes for so long, and then suddenly just, like, you know, the shift. Just going to Ferrari.
Bye-bye.
Can't wait to see what he does there. It'll be amazing. He's going to be a part of the Tifosi. Love it. No grief. Excited.
Jesse.
I mean, I was very happy. For the longest time, I didn't think it was actually going to happen. I'd wanted it to happen for years. But with how he was performing, Mercedes, the championships they were winning, I didn't realistically see during that period of time that he would leave. And then when the new regulations came in and Mercedes weren't performing, I was like, oh, could this be the time? But with Mattia Binotto still as team principal, it's like, I don't see Hamilton leaving team principal Toto Wolff for team principal Mattia Binotto. And then they brought in Fred Vasseur, and obviously he'd raced in GP2 with Fred Vasseur. And I was like, oh, if anyone could actually take him to Ferrari, it would be someone who worked with him in his junior career. You know, it's someone he trusts. He knows how this guy works. He knows how committed Fred is to improving teams, maybe. But then I was like, oh, no, because he's just signed the contract. And yeah, it's a 1+1, but they'll re-sign him again. And then I woke up and it was the news and like the hundreds of messages between Caitlin and I just like, it's real. It's happening. It's like, we can't be excited. We can't be excited. We can't say it's real until we see the announcement, the official announcement. And it was just, I think we both were counting down the minutes until the announcement came. And I get the move. I do. Like, it's his dream, no matter what Alonso may like to claim prior knowledge of. And from the other perspective of, he won a championship with McLaren, then he went to Mercedes, wanting to build that team up to be a championship-winning team, which he did. And multi-champion with this team. And then to have, when you're trying to develop the car and improve it with the regulation changes, them telling you basically you don't know what you're talking about. I think when you're Lewis Hamilton, you're kind of questioning, like, is my place in this team anymore? If they're not actually going to listen to what I'm saying about the car. And then you've got your team principal who's talking constantly about another driver and only offering you a 1+1. You know, when people say, oh, it's just loyal to his team. Well, no, because it didn't seem like there was an awful lot of loyalty to Lewis Hamilton in those aspects.
Yeah.
So I can totally see why he was like, you know, I've got a former team principal coming to me, showing me what he's planning to do at Ferrari. I can see the vision. It's a lifelong dream. This is someone I trust. My current team principal, as much as I respect and we work well together, clearly has other ideas for the future of the team that don't include me as a driver. I'm not done. Why not take up this huge challenge of trying to bring the championship back to Ferrari? You know, Michael Schumacher left Benetton, a championship winning team, to go to Ferrari to do that. Why wouldn't Hamilton give it a go? So on so many levels, I understand the move, and I think it's a really good one. The only thing is I need Adrian Newey to go with him. I need
right, you know?
Adrian Newey to see this as like the final challenge to tick off, right? We know he's not doing this for the money. Adrian Newey is not doing this for the money. He could retire happily at any point in time. He does this because it's how his brain works. He loves the challenge. He loves designing. So design a championship winning car for Lewis Hamilton and Ferrari. Arguably the biggest challenge you are ever going to have in your career. Bringing the championship back to Scuderia Ferrari with Lewis Hamilton. Getting his 8th world championship. Like, come on, you, Adrian Newey.
Jesse, you might get your wish, and I'm not going to say anything else, but if some of these rumors out there end up being true, who knows?
I know, but I can't get my hopes up, because... No.
Did you expect, because obviously in January we were like, oh, early silly season, people are getting contracts renewed. Were you predicting Lewis Hamilton to Ferrari? Were you predicting to find out in February or what?
Not in February. I was predicting it could happen. As in, I believe that if anyone could make it happen, it would be Fred.
Okay.
I didn't think for 2025 though. I thought it would be 2026. I thought they'd maybe like renew Carlos another year and spend that year like trying to prove to Hamilton, like, look at the development of the car. This is what we're doing. This is what we can do for you. But at the same time, I was like, I hoped for it, but I never allowed myself to truly believe it would happen. Because it is one of those things, like, you don't get gifted with both hands, right? And this just seemed like being gifted with both hands. Like, Lewis Hamilton to Ferrari.
Yeah.
Like,
and the stars aligning perfectly.
With Fred Vasseur as team principal. Like, yeah.
I get maybe why Mercedes obviously had done the 1+1, you know, and...
Yeah.
I get maybe why they were looking towards the future of, we don't want a super long-term contract. Like, I understand it. I think in wanting to have that spot for the new talent, you also may have fumbled a bag. It might work out really well for them. It may work out fabulously for them.
Yeah.
They might have ended up, this might have worked in their favor. It also may have not worked out in their favor, and that's like a time will tell.
Yeah, and I agree with what you're saying. Like, I get the offering the 1+1 to a point, and I understand, you know, they're now putting all their eggs in the George Russell basket, and I'm not saying that's necessarily a bad move. Like, you support him through his junior career when he was at Williams. The whole point was it was prepping him to come to Mercedes. So at some point, if you're the team principal and that's been the whole trajectory, at some point you do actually have to say and show to George Russell, yeah, you're going to be our number one driver, right? I do think that the move is good for Hamilton. I think the move is good for Charles Leclerc, despite like what people want to claim that, oh, he'll be eclipsed. Well, he wasn't eclipsed by Sebastian Vettel.
That's true.
So he learned from Sebastian Vettel, and Vettel himself has said he learned from Charles Leclerc. So I think any driver who understands their own progression knows this is only a positive. Like,
yeah,
7-time world champion. This is your opportunity to learn from him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want to learn from?
And go up against him.
Yeah, exactly.
So
I think it's one of those situations where if you have, even if, yes, you are competing with them, having good people around that you can learn from is always a benefit to you.
Exactly.
Even if you then have to go compete with them, because then you can bring what you learned from them and what you learned from yourself and go from there. So yeah. I do think there is a benefit to Charles Leclerc. Not that like there's none from Carlos whatsoever, but he is a 7-time world champion. So there's a slight difference there.
Yeah, and I completely think that they kept the right driver. Like, and I'll go to my deathbed on that one. On like analyzing performance alone.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get rid of Charles Leclerc. You change Carlos Sainz. And I think it's a benefit to Carlos Sainz that he won't be at Ferrari anymore.
I will say, I don't think it was planned to be released the way it ended up being released.
No, 100% no. I don't believe that for a second.
And I think that's why it seemed a little shitty to Carlos. And the statement and things like that. Because I don't think it was planned. And so I think that's why Ferrari and Mercedes kind of look pushed into a corner, because I don't think it was...
Yeah, so I think by how Mercedes had to react to it and how Ferrari had to react to it, it very much was not on the plan. I know that Ferrari has subsequently supposedly claimed responsibility. I'm not 100% convinced it was Ferrari, and I don't think it was Mercedes. I think this was someone leaking it because they weren't happy about it for whatever reason, and there are so many people that could be. But the fact that Toto wasn't even in Britain when it came out, he would have been there and spoken to the entire factory prior to the announcement. That's who he is as a manager. So, yeah, it was a bit messy how it came out, but I'm excited for 2025.
Me too.
Yeah,
me too.
All happy thoughts.
Happy thoughts.
Good vibes, happy thoughts.
Good vibes, happy thoughts.
Yeah.
So that is our consensus thoughts on the Hamilton to Ferrari move. Let's see what happens next season. We're all excited for it.
Mm-hmm. We finally won't have to use the same photoshopped version of Lewis Hamilton in a Ferrari suit.
Had him in a Ferrari in the seat.
And all same of the exact image.
Charles Leclerc, Lewis Hamilton challenges, the Ray-Bans, the Richard Mille watches. I'm here for it.
If they can convince Lewis Hamilton to do it, I want
he will do it.
The song challenge.
Oh, he will eviscerate. Yes. He will eviscerate Charles Leclerc in a song challenge.
Now we are going to take a look at the options for the Mercedes seat. Potentially it could be Alonso. What are your guys' thoughts on that?
I think this would be the least surprising to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Just because I can totally see Alonso leaving a team to go to another team. Like, not from Mercedes' side, but from Alonso's side. This seems like, yeah.
Senior like Alonso's chaos.
Already been like, hello. Yeah. That's why it's not surprising to me. I'm not saying that Mercedes might want to do this. I'm saying I think Alonso would full force go for this.
I can see that.
I think it's Mercedes. His own plan. Yeah, I think Mercedes has to perform a heck of a lot better for him to do it.
You know, to be fair, you never know with Aston Martin too if that car's gonna go well or if it's gonna go terrible. So, you know,
they flip a coin every week, I think, honestly.
That's why I'm like, I think I just wouldn't be surprised. I would look at it and I would be like, okay. There's ones that I think I would be more shocked by.
Do we think he even knows what he's gonna do? No.
No, he doesn't know his own L plan at all. No.
I think it just manifests sometimes. The vibes are the vibes.
Yeah.
The vibes are,
The vibes. Who else for the seat then?
So the next possible person, kind of an obvious one since Sainz is leaving Ferrari, could he possibly be given a chance at the Mercedes seat? Chassis?
Like, I get that the rumor right now is that they're negotiating it because his dad and his cousin, who's his manager, were seen leaving Mercedes. They were seen speaking with Toto Wolff, like, during the Jeddah weekend. I get that. But I think Toto also meets with any available driver and managerial team. Like, I think it's irresponsible if you don't as a team principal. But I don't see him go. I really don't see him going to Mercedes, and this may age really badly. But Carlos Sainz joined the same year as Max Verstappen and was a teammate with Max Verstappen, raced against him. He had 7 DNFs to Max's 5 DNFs. He was part of Red Bull Academy and they loaned him away to a direct competitor. I don't think you can forget that that's like part of his Formula One history and that he has 2 race wins to his name. One of them, don't come for me, science fans, but was wholly manufactured by screwing over a teammate, and team principals were shocked that it happened at Silverstone. And the other one at Singapore, yes, he won it, and he did a great job, but he did have a lot of help from Norris and Leclerc and Russell binning it into the wall. I don't know, does Toto Wolff look at him and think, oh yeah, that's who I want in this seat. He's going to bring us a championship. And him and Russell... I don't see that being...
I don't see that working at all.
No,
I
don't. He and Max Verstappen were difficult together. He's stepping into George Russell's domain. I think there's a dynamic
issue there. Yeah.
And like...
I think there's going to be a... That's going to be a fight for, you know, who's the first...
And I don't think he's going to like that out of the two of them, if I were Toto Wolff, my number one driver would be George Russell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I do think he's the better driver.
I just feel like he's not going to get it. I don't know if it's... I just feel it in my heart that he will be on the grid, but not at Mercedes.
I can't.
But I can't exactly tell you exactly. I think it's just a combination of what you said and the dynamic. Also, it just feels a little obvious. Too obvious. I don't know.
Yeah, and when you have the options available to you that Toto Wolff has, Has science really done enough to show he's got what you need? I mean, do you replace your 7-time world champion with the person that they're replacing at another team?
I can't see Toto doing that.
It does kind of, would kind of look like you came up on the losing end of it. Like, you got screwed in a trade. Yeah.
Like, no offense to Carlos Knights, don't come for us.
No, that sounded way worse than I meant it to. But it doesn't look
great. And it also doesn't say much for your faith in the Mercedes Academy.
Also, does Sainz even want to go there? Or is there something Sainz else that Sainz would prefer to go?
Sainz wants a seat. Probably.
Probably.
Like, yes, he wants to be in a championship contending car, but I don't actually see him as a championship contender. I don't. He's a good driver. He's a smart driver, but I don't see him as a championship winning driver.
That's fair. Yeah.
But who knows? Maybe at a different team, he would become that.
That's, I don't think the Charles and Carlos dynamic was doing either of them any favors.
Oh, God, no.
To be honest. So.
Certainly wasn't doing Leclerc.
Hopefully. If he does end up at Mercedes, it's better. Or he ends up with the best possible spot for him. Please, no one kill me.
I just don't, him and George Russell, I don't see that working out well at all. I think that's a nightmare and headache for Toto Wolff.
They've had enough of that they probably want less of that, not more.
So we don't think Carlos Sainz, so who else could there be?
Possibly could be Antonelli.
Undoubtedly an impressive young talent. You know, won Italian Formula 4. ADAC Formula 4 and Motorsport Games F4 in the same year. I would love to see him being brought into Formula 1 because I think he is a phenomenal driver. I have my concerns about them skipping Formula 3 for him, though, and putting him straight to Formula 2. I think the feeder series, Formula 3 exists for a reason as a training ground, and I think a lot has been put on him. A very bright spotlight is being shone on him. And that's a lot of pressure when you're a rookie in Formula 2. It is a completely different ballgame to Formula 4. And I don't think you take the rookie and put him straight into Mercedes. You put him into a lower midfield team, allow him those 2 years to develop. You put him in the Williams. You don't drop him into Mercedes. I get some people say, oh, sink or swim, but Red Bull didn't do that with Max Verstappen. They put him in Toro Rosso first. They allowed him to develop as a driver. So I don't see him as
being...
That's
what happened.
Yeah, and I don't see... I would be very concerned if Toto was like, I'm going to take this 18-year-old and put him in the Mercedes and... Sink or swim, bubs. Like, go for it. Like, I just... I want him
especially
because
they
but...
didn't... It's... Yeah. It's not like that's what... And granted, there are other reasons this didn't happen with George. But...
Yeah.
It's not like that happened with George.
Exactly.
They let him have time to develop in a lower midfield team.
Yeah, exactly. I mean...
Yep. So maybe eventually... We'll
yes,
see him.
I would
probably
like eventually.
Not for next season.
I think
my
Antonelli
guess
and Aaron
is...
are like future plans for Mercedes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
My guess is they don't want to lock anyone in long term. They want to have someone come and fill a seat short term so that when these drivers are
ready,
deemed ready.
Exactly.
Then they can take them back.
So we agree not Antonelli either.
No. So, zero.
Ooh, zero agreements.
Zero. Okay.
So, next possible candidate, Mick Schumacher.
I'd love to see it.
Yeah.
I think if and only if he really proves himself in World Endurance this season, does he get that seat? I mean, we know Toto believes that Gunther was actually the issue with regards to Mick. Toto clearly values Mick's ability and sees something in him. You don't make him the reserve driver if you don't. You don't trust him in the simulator if you don't. But is it enough to bring him back and put him in the Mercedes seat? Or would you bring him back and put him in the Williams seat?
I would probably more lean with that at first.
Yeah.
I'd love to see it. I'd love to see Schumacher back in Formula One. I'd love to see him at Mercedes, and I'd love to see him perform well at Mercedes. But I think he's really got to not work out of the park for that to happen.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's a tall order
with
the talent in world endurance.
But I do agree with you. I would like to see it.
I think he deserves another
shot. I would really like to see it. Yeah, I do. I really do. I am still of the belief that Gunther was the issue, that Haas was not a fit for him. But I don't know that it's going to happen. Is it, again, just the we're bringing you right back and putting you right in Mercedes. I just don't know.
No. Yeah, it's a difficult one. Toto's got a really chuffed job right now.
He does.
I'm glad it's not me.
I kind of wish it was me. I would love
I can
this
see
decision.
You doing it and being like amazing at it.
I would have such it a might big also whiteboard. Be
totally. Yeah.
It would be like pieces of
like,
string
like
everywhere.
I said, it might. Streams. It might be different too when you know we have this budget to offer for a contract. Here's all the data we have. Here's who's really passionate about this. Here's what we need out of them. And I just don't have any of that. Somehow. Shockingly, I don't.
No.
So, we'd love to see him in it. And you said probably Williams first.
Mm-hmm.
That could potentially mean the next candidate if Albon got an offer for Mercedes.
Honestly, if I were a betting person, he's who I put my money on. 100%. To me, he is the logical choice. He's shown his talent, his hard work.
Yeah.
He's shown how he works within a team, how he develops a car. He's shown that he's a leader in a team and how he's helped like Logan Sargeant develop in his first year and is still doing that in his second year. We already know from his feeder formulas that he's a phenomenal driver. I know people think Red Bull and how that worked out showed that he wasn't good enough, but that was an issue with the team. That was not an Albon issue. And he could have just walked away, but he fought his ass off to get back into Formula One and is still every single day putting in the work. To me, he's the logical choice, and the battling between him and George Russell would be incredible to see. You would have him.
I think that dynamic
would
work.
Yeah, I think the dynamic would. I think the respect they have for each other, the history they have with each other. Yes, there would be serious battles between them, but I think they would be able to work together enough when it came to putting Mercedes first that they would be able to do that.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, he's a logical
I think
choice.
It's possible. I think it's possible. I think it's logical. I think I'm so afraid to put my head out and say, I think this is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And be so wrong.
You don't want to put all your eggs in that basket and then be like, it's a completely different thing.
But I also would really like Albon. I was saying I would like Albon and Ferrari, so I would also be happy with
I would have loved Mercedes. Albon and Ferrari. But I think Mercedes would make more sense than Ferrari just because he's been working with James Vowles. James Vowles came from basically the school of Toto Wolff. So he kind of gets it. He has the relationship with Mercedes now. I would be shocked if he's not at the top of a list. Genuinely. I would be questioning what on earth Toto is smoking and can he share.
it's like, don't be shy, you know. Like,
sharing's caring, Toto. Come on.
Yes, please. Mr. Wolf, please just...
Mr. Wolf.
Albon to Mercedes.
Albon to Mercedes. Because then you open up the Williams seat for a rookie.
Yeah. I do think there's a lot of logic in there. I'm a little afraid to, like, lock it in, but...
Yeah. I'm locked in.
I'm locked in. Like, I'm 100% team Albon to Mercedes, but...
Well, we're wrong. Team Albon. I'm afraid to go. I'm locking it in. It's Albon to Mercedes. Everyone else, you're wrong.
No, I wouldn't tell other people they're wrong. I would argue about why I believe they're not right.
It's like, I see where you're coming from.
Well, our next one, because
I
don't think it's Checo.
No.
Because I don't think Checo's leaving Red Bull.
I don't think that the Checo-Russell dynamic would be the same as the Verstappen-Checo dynamic in that at Red Bull, Checo knows he's the number two driver. He knows what his job is. Forgetting the performance of last season because something went wrong there. We don't know what it was. I think if you put him in the Mercedes against Russell, I don't think he sees himself as the number two driver against Russell. Because I don't think Checo looks at him and thinks, oh, he's another Max Verstappen. He looks at him like, yeah, I could beat him.
Yeah.
Like, little boy, sit down.
I just don't see Checo in Mercedes. I could be wrong. No. I could be really wrong. No. And maybe they go with it because they think he's an experienced number two driver and that's how they show George Russell that they're fully committed to him. Maybe.
Yeah.
If we're wrong, we'll put out a statement.
Yeah. if we're wrong, Chessie will cry.
And then...
Last
Estee Bestie's on the list, and I feel like of all the people that would stay at Alpine, it might be Esteban.
See, I think of all the people to leave Alpine, it would be Esteban. Because all of the discussions are that Gasly's sort of being... Like, you gotta remember, like, Ocon was being managed by Toto Wolff.
That's true.
Like, when Ocon lost his seat, it was Toto that was fighting to get him back into Formula One. So, Toto has a lot of faith in Esteban Ocon. And I think the tensions between Gasly and Ocon, I don't see them dissipating.
No.
I don't. No. I understand from the two French drivers in a French team, like the sponsorship, the branding, the media, I get that. Those two together.
No, I don't think they'll stay together. I don't think they'll stay together. And that's the one team that I'm the most, I think, confused about what's
I think Alpine would put their money on Gasly. Not Ocon. Because I think
maybe
Toto would be putting his money on Ocon.
I just think that Alpine would be making a mistake then.
I agree. But it's not like they've not made a lot of them before now.
That's true. Like, I guess being logically, I don't think it's going to be that he's in Mercedes, though.
I don't think he will, because I do think Albon is a logical choice. But I think having been managed by Toto and having that relationship by Toto, I believe he's on the list. 100% I think he's on the list. And I think he's quite high. High up the list.
I think I always forget
high
about that. Yeah, I do think I always kind of also forget about that bit. But I think Albon is still there. I'm still putting Alonso up there as in I never know. And we can put Ocon there too.
I mean, yeah, I totally agree with you with Alonso. Who the heck knows what he's going to do on any given day? We don't know what Alonso's going to do. Do I think that because I want that? Am I trying to manifest?
Yeah.
Is that what I'm doing?
I think I'm confused.
To. Yeah.
Does that work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I go with that?
Yeah, only because you don't want to make it. We're making you make a decision later in this episode, so.
Okay, I'll go and then she has to decide one thing, okay?
Yeah.
Alonso's wild card.
Yeah.
Don't know. You do you, boo. You do you. Okay. Albon is completely number one. Like, my eggs are in that basket. We're going with that. I will retract it if need be later on.
Yeah.
I hope I don't have to.
Same.
Oh, is this me? I'm gonna go with Albon. I'm just gonna go with Alex, because I would love to see that, and yes.
Right, she's made the decision. She's made the decision.
I'm going with Alex Albon.
Yes.
Okay, decision's made. There is a lot of potential options for Toto Wolff to choose from, and it will be very interesting to see it play out over the course of this season. We will 100% be checking back after Silly Season to see how right or wrong we were. Fingers crossed on the right. Let's hope. Now, on to Red Bull and the second seat. This is always a hot topic. There's potential for Mr. Fernando Alonso, the wild card, once again, to possibly pop up here. Your thoughts? Who wants to? Sarah.
I have an answer. I think that it's not even going to be open. Like, I know it is. I don't even think they're going to get rid of Checo. I think they're going to sign Perez again. I think that they're going to see, oh, you know what? He's not as close, but he's still ahead of other people on the grid. If he's able to keep pulling P2, P3, stay close, I think they're just going to sign Checo because, hey, at least maybe you're happy just having Max getting P1 and then someone else pulling in other points for you. Maybe you don't take the risk of, like, Daniel Ricciardo, who is probably thought of as the main other choice by a lot of people. Maybe you don't take the risk of him because you could be even further behind. So, I don't know. I think that Checo is going to do just enough to, again, get that signature. They're going to do what they did where they sign him. And I think that Checo is going to stay, and I think no one else is going to end up there.
Yeah, think only if Checo chokes is that seat actually up for grabs. And we don't know what happened last year. Like, we really don't. I don't think we saw the best from him. I think he's capable of being the number two driver. And I think people forget that what they want is a number one driver, Max Verstappen, and a number two driver to put in solid, consistent performances. And I don't remotely believe that Daniel Ricciardo would be any better than Checo as the number two driver. And Alonso, if we suspend reality and Checo fucks it this year, it's not really suspending reality. If we have a replay of last year and Checo fucks it, Alonso honestly might actually do it, but would Red Bull do it? Because he is not going to be the number two driver. He's not going to go in there being like, yeah, all right, I'll be your number two driver. That's fine with me. Like, he's fucking Fernando Alonso. He wants to win a championship. Yeah. He's not just going to be like, oh, yes, Max, of course. Pass me by. No, it's going to be elbows out.
And I don't really think they want to risk someone actually fighting Max.
No.
And then risk cars being taken out. Because then instead of a P1 and like a P2 to 4 to 5 something, you end up with
potentially nothing. Two DNFs.
DNFs.
Yeah. I don't think they want that. I don't think having someone that is beefing with him on track is in their favor.
No, definitely not.
I don't see them risking it.
No. So we don't think Alonso.
Sorry, Alonso.
Obviously, it's all dependent on how the season goes. But I would
still 22 races.
Yeah, I'd stick with Checo unless he messes up. And if he messes up, it's who do we think takes that seat?
I think they'll promote within, but I don't think it would be Ricciardo.
Why do you not think Ricciardo?
I
know why I think not Ricciardo.
I think Yuki has shown and will continue to show better and more consistent on-track performances and would be a better candidate to fill that position. I think they maybe brought Ricciardo back to see, keep an eye on it, see would this be a good possibility. And I don't think Ricciardo yet, I get that he was brought in halfway through the season and then he was out for a while. I get that we haven't, but like at some point, if he's going to show that he deserves that seat, he needed to start showing it by now.
Yeah.
And if it isn't, like, an immediate change in, like, Australia, then I don't think he's showing that he deserves that seat at all.
I mean,
I think he's showing. I think if Yuki continues to do better than him, then yeah. Put Yuki in the seat if you need to promote someone.
They didn't even bring him back to actually race. They brought him back to do the social media and all the media appearances because he is the media darling. Like, don't come for me, Ricardo fans. I'm not disrespecting him. He's the media darling for a reason. He's exceptionally good at it. He understands that game better than anybody else, except for the most recent performances in the media, which were shockingly bad. But he ran away from the Red Bull seat. He ran away from it. Like, this was not he was loaned. This wasn't that he was offered the Mercedes seat. He ran away from the challenge of taking on Max. And he went to Renault ostensibly to bring them back and build and develop. But when it came to actually putting in that work, he ran away to McLaren. And then at McLaren, he didn't perform, where he obviously thought he was going to massively outperform Lando Norris, and that didn't happen. And yeah, the team dynamics at McLaren wasn't right for him. 100% get that. But they didn't bring him back being like, we're going to stick you in a seat immediately. They brought him back to do media appearances. And when there was then the Nyck de Vries issue, it was, oh, well, we got Danny Ric right here. We know he's popular. We know we'll get sponsorship. Put him in the car. He'll easily outperform Yuki. But like you said, he didn't. And I don't think you can overlook that. No matter how much Christian Horner may be team Danny Ric, I think it's irresponsible to overlook he did not outperform Yuki Tsunoda.
Yeah, and so I don't far, know. I don't know to what degree Christian Horner will even play how much too much of a role.
We
in
have no
this
idea.
Choice.
But I think you're right. Hopefully. If he doesn't come out the gate swinging in Australia, and I mean scoring points, and Yuki not scoring points,
It has to be. Like, these next couple races, he's just great, and Yuki is not.
Yeah.
And Checo also has to do pretty poorly.
Yeah. So. I think he used to be a very, very good driver. I don't think he's the Daniel Ricciardo that people remember from Red Bull previously.
And you can't give him the seat just because of how good he once was. It has to be how he's performing now, as you guys have said.
Yeah, exactly. So I just, if Checo doesn't perform in the seats available, I don't see Ricciardo being the one that fills it.
Another possible candidate who's previously been talked about for the Mercedes seat, could it be Carlos Sainz?
I mean, you've loaned him out once already. Why would you bring him back?
Exactly, kind of.
Yeah, I feel like there's some of that that just makes me feel like it's more of a possibility than Mercedes. Maybe. That doesn't mean I think it's likely.
I think RB would be more likely for Sainz.
Yeah. And then there's a whole list of, like, possible rookies, and I think they would just put them in RB first. I think they would open up a spot in RB. And put them in there.
But who do you put in the seat if you're doing that?
In, like, the Red Bull seat?
Yeah. I would put Lawson.
I think you either keep...
Yeah.
Well, I would put Lawson in the RB seat, let him have a year there, either keep Checo or put Yuki in the Red Bull seat and say bye-bye to Daniel Ricciardo.
I actually genuinely... While I think that... On the paying your dues, Tsunoda has paid his dues with RB.
Yeah.
I don't see them ever promoting him to Red Bull.
Yeah.
Not because he's not good. I just don't see it. And I think it's like Gasly saw himself not getting back into the Red Bull seat.
Yeah. I'm so afraid that they're going to do that again, that halfway through the season. So I almost don't want to speak that into existence in case it happens.
Yeah. I mean, if it were me, I'd keep Checo no matter what, because it's the devil, you know. And you got new regulations coming in 2026, so who knows? You keep him for the extra year, right? Like, you keep him for 2026, 2020, like, fine. I think the interesting one is actually what you do with RB, because if it were me, if you never have any plans of promoting Yuki Tsunoda, which I don't think they do, who do you partner him with? Liam Lawson. If you absolutely have to replace Checo, I would say out of all of the options that they have within the Red Bull family right now, Liam Lawson. I don't think it would be the best environment for him, because we know how badly they treat their rookies. But I think...
I just don't want them to ruin him.
Getting into the car and showing what he showed, he would be racing-wise who I would choose to put in the Red Bull. And heir apparent for when Max Verstappen decides he doesn't want to race anymore.
Yeah. I do think Liam Lawson needs to play a role in their future, or should play a role in their future.
Otherwise, what the heck is the point in their academy? Like,
yeah.
Honestly. I mean, I'd love to see Enzo Fittipaldi and Isaac Hadjar being brought up into the RB. But I don't see them being put in the Red Bull.
No. I think there's candidates that are closer to that happening, and even that is like a will it happen.
Yeah.
Like a Liam Lawson.
Yeah. I'd put him in the car, but that's just me. Just put in the performance, Checo, please. Make us right.
Yeah.
Not for you. Make us.
Please.
Please. Make us look smart. Please. Make me look smart, and so I can use this clip at some point and look like we did a thing.
Yeah. Yes. So, just like with Mercedes, there is not a shortage of choices for the possible second seat in Red Bull. Do we foresee any major changes happening? Not really. But just like with the Hamilton to Ferrari move, there is the potential to set off like a musical chair situation happening. Yeah, but
definitely.
So on to a more lighthearted topic. Our dream grid is going to be made up of people who are currently driving, so they have to be alive in feeder formulas or retired, or they could be currently on the grid. As much as we all may want to bring back Fangio, Stewart, Clark, Senna, Hunt, Michael Schumacher, or Lauda, we will try to be sort of realistic. We're gonna try.
And we're gonna hold Sarah to making a decision.
Yes, we are. So, starting us off, Sarah! Who would you put into Mercedes?
Can I quit?
Nope. You avoided making a decision in our awards, and this has been my karma waiting to happen. You're being held to a decision. Come on, Mercedes.
I know I want Sebastian Vettel somewhere, and I don't know where, and that's an issue. Mercedes, we'll keep George. I'll go with Alex Albon there. I'm done. Nope. I'm not thinking about it anymore.
I'm so proud.
Well done.
I hated it. The decision paralysis is real. I don't know how to explain it, y'all. I'm not good.
But you did it. You did it.
You did great.
You did great.
You did great.
Gold star.
You did great. Yes.
Okay, Emily. Mercedes.
Right there.
I gotta go. I'm just gonna look like I'm copying Sarah. I would say George Russell and Alex Albon.
I'm going Albon Vettel.
Fair. I probably should have put Vettel there, to be honest.
Yeah, but you didn't.
Yeah.
Next team. Red Bull. Sarah.
Because I didn't put Vettel at Mercedes, and I'm looking at the other teams, and I don't know where I would put Vettel, I'm going to go Max and Vettel so that Vettel is back.
Solid team. Solid
team. We're going to go with that one. Max and Sebastian Vettel. We're doing that.
I see. I kind of probably screwed myself, honestly. Obviously, Max. Mm-hmm. Max, Liam, Lawson.
That's exactly what I'm doing for Verstappen, Lawson. 100% Verstappen, Lawson. Easy.
Next team, Ferrari. Sarah, take it away.
She's like, oh, crap.
Don't. It's getting worse the more I have to make decisions.
Yep.
Can I just keep for the time being Charles Leclerc and Lewis Hamilton because I want to see how it goes?
Yeah, you can have that be your ideal grid team for them, yeah.
I'll do that for now. It could very well change when I see how that actually goes, but we're doing that.
Sir Lewis Hamilton and Charles Leclerc.
Same, Hamilton, Leclerc. Why mess with that right now? We don't know how it's going to go, but I reckon it's my ideal.
Okay. Aston Martin. Sarah, once again.
I don't. Oh. We'll keep Alonso there. We'll just put Kimi Räikkönen back
in. Nice. Love it.
Oh, that's good.
Love it.
Oh, that's so good.
Just because I want him back on the grid and I'm like, you know what, we'll go with that. That's the team.
And a couple of teams are going to realize that we were thinking on the same wavelength, but about different teams.
Mm-hmm. That has nothing to do with the team and more like, who the heck would I put there? And I want Kimi on there. Yeah. So there we go.
How did I forget about him? Oh, God. This is like, I love Fernando Alonso.
Yep.
But I want Vettel back on.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked your Kimi idea.
Thank you.
You're gonna make
so I think we're going to go Sebastian Vettel and Kimi Räikkönen.
Making them teammates again. I like it. I have gone Esteban Ocon and Felipe Drugovich.
Very fair.
I like it.
Bringing in a rookie. Sorry, Alonso. Not sorry. It's my dream grid.
Okay. On to Alpine.
Have you been marking down which drivers you've chosen?
No.
No.
No. I'm going to have to watch this 20 times. I don't remember it. It'll be fine. We'll keep Esteban because I want to keep him on the grid. And I think I've moved out of places to move him, realistically.
And the other person?
For Alpine, I don't know. Because I don't know. I'm undecided for the second seat. I don't think it would be Gasly. I can tell you that.
What about rookie Doohan?
Oh, yes, 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 please, please. Actually, please put Jack Doohan in that seat. Please. Yes, thank you. That's what I was missing. Yes, Jack.
You just helped me with mine.
I'm so glad my I could help you both.
Jack Doohan and Mr. Esteban Ocon.
So mind Jack Doohan and Mick Schumacher.
Damn it!
God.
There's still spaces for them. You still spaces, guys. There's still spaces. Sarah's like, I'm taking this personally now.
No, my light keeps turning off now. RB. We'll keep Yuki, we'll keep Liam Lawson, I'm done. There we go. Easy.
I agree. Keep Yuki Tsunoda. Just so hard. Mick Schumacher, we're putting him in. We're going with him.
You're putting him in RB? Alright. Tsunoda Schumacher. Interesting, interesting. I've gone Tsunoda with rookie Enzo Fittipaldi. I'm trying to bring as many rookies into my dream grid as possible. If you haven't been able to tell.
That's what I'm realizing I kind of want to do too, and then I'm trying to think of them as I go. McLaren is easy. I'm not changing a thing. It's staying Oscar and Lando.
Agreed.
No change.
Don't
no
mess
change.
With perfection.
Yep. No change. No.
Yep.
Do not.
Haas, I'll keep. Okay. There we go. For 30 seconds. I'll keep. Well, for I'm putting Ollie there. Ollie Bierman's going in. I'll keep Hulkenberg for the time being.
Okay.
Because I don't know who the heck else I would put there.
I agree. Ollie, of course.
Yeah.
No questions. He's in.
Yeah, it's like, I don't particularly picture Nico there, but I don't know.
Like, I like both drivers that are there currently, but I can't, like.
Yeah. Yeah. I know the struggle you're having.
I'll go K-Mag so I'm different, so I'm not just like, I'm going Nico. I'll go K-Mag.
I've gone Ollie Bearman and Fernando Alonso.
Fuck, I forgot about Fernando.
Can I change mine?
Nope. You've already made your decision.
Well, at least you know what we've kept. We've therefore all of them have stayed on A-grid. So we haven't booted anyone. There we go. We're happy. Sauber. Oh, I just had a rookie and I forgot. We're going to put Mick in.
Okay.
And I'll put Carlos there.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I don't necessarily know if I would put Valtteri or if I would put Joe or if I would put Carlos. So I'm going to put Carlos, assuming that'll be Audi at some point. Sure.
Fair.
Yeah.
Fernando Alonso and Valtteri Bottas.
Kimi Raikkonen and Zane Maloney.
I can't remember anyone. And so
I'm trying
go for
to remember Teo
Porcher. Still.
Was he the Sauber rookie you were trying to remember?
Oh, I do want to. Fuck. Can I do.
Hello?
Nick and Teo then. I was trying to remember
now
who
you
I said.
Locked it in already.
I don't.
You included Carlos Sainz, I'm afraid.
I can't. I don't want to seem too sad about that, or I'm going to get
no,
bullied.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Are we on to our final one now?
Yeah.
Oh, Williams. I have to. Oh, fuck.
Williams.
Wait, now who was I going to. I had someone saved for this. Have I said. I said Mick for Sauber.
Yeah.
Who was I going to put here? We'll do Frederick Vesti and.
I'm going to be so shocked if one particular name doesn't come out your mouth.
I Same. Just wanted to have it. I want Logan Sargeant WGC and a Williams. That's what I want. My little American heart wants that. I can't not.
All right. Say. Sergeant Vesti. All good.
I was going to have a heart attack if you didn't.
I know. I was like, has she forgotten he existed?
No, I knew. Logic was trying to win out. And it didn't.
Doesn't have to be logical. It's Dream Grid.
My fangirl heart.
It's a quick fire
won.
Dream Grid.
In the end.
So, yep. Emily, Williams.
Logan Sargeant. Logan Sargeant. And then Frederick Vesti.
Vesti. I went with Frederick Vesti and Kimi Antonelli.
Oh. I can't remember anyone. I should have put a bank, like a list of people that I had.
And like just start crossing them off the ones you use.
The issue is there's so many, and so maybe we could have another team.
Nope. But.
Well, yeah, because.
You can put in reserve drivers.
Oh, God.
And we can do that as, like, Antonelli. A social post if you wanted to.
Oh, I love that. Yes, I love that, because then I can solve some of my crises.
You can't change.
I forgot who I put.
I know. Carlos is in Sauber, and Teo will just be their reserve driver. Yeah.
Teo's going to be mine. So.
That's fair. Put Alonso as a reserve driver somewhere.
See, nothing, if I hadn't put him as Haas, I'd probably put him as a reserve driver at, like, Albi or something.
Yep.
Who are you putting as a reserve driver at McLaren?
David Malukas. Okay. From IndyCar.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, why not?
So decisions have been made.
Decisions have been made.
Yep. No take backsies.
No take backs. No. But we will share our team, our dream grid. On social media.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. While decisions were made, I had a couple cries. And all of this is obviously exactly what's happening. So none of this is going to age poorly at all.
No. Nope.
This is a dream grid. Clearly. So it's fine. Yep. And our driver seat discussions. If you guys could just do our podcast a solid and focus on what we think is best. That would be great.
Mm-hmm. So that we don't embarrass ourselves.
Thank you.
Yep. Wow.
So that's been the episode.
Okay.
Chatting about seats. Dream grids. It's been amazing. Make sure to like, follow, subscribe to the F1 Grand Prix Girls podcast. Leave us some fun comments. Tell us what your predictions might be for the seats. Be interesting to know.
And your dream grids.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just send us all of it, please. Thank you. And we will see you next time.
Bye. Bye.